Good afternoon. I'm here in the Gawler Civic Centre in the reading room of the Gawler Library, which is a beautiful old room. And I'm here with Daniel Down, Gawler's photographer extraordinaire.
Nice to be here.
And Daniel has another exhibition as part of this year's Fringe. Now, last year, Daniel, you did the cellars and basements of
Gawler Underground,
hidden
yes.
spaces. And this year, it's about Gawler people. Mm. So we've done Gawler environs, and now it's
yes.
Gawler personalities.
Yes.
So I'm just going to invite Daniel to talk about his exhibition, what inspired it, and how it's going.
I think we could probably rewind to maybe 2020. So we're talking just before COVID, like just
yes.
before COVID hit. I run a page called Gawler in Photographs, and I'd always had an idea to interview people and photograph people, and that sort of came from a few different places. The first place it came from was the Prince Albert used to have these portraits.
City of Now, yes.
City of Now, you know the ones.
Yes,
so I can't
one.
Quite remember the lady that took those
Jackie
pictures.
Jackie Law Smith.
Jackie Law Smith took
I
those
helped,
pictures.
Helped her develop them in a dark room.
Awesome. I loved that idea yeah. of just a picture of a person that yeah. you recognise or don't recognise. Mm. And then I think they had a little quote under them as well.
It was a poem written by Martin Johnson. Mm. So he wrote poems and she did the...
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
But I always loved that idea of a bit of anonymity of yes. who is this person, but also mm. the fact that you're like, I know that person on the wall.
Yes.
Another inspiration was a program on SBS called Front Up, where this older bloke with a beard would just walk up to people on the street. This was all filmed.
Yeah.
Walk up to people with like a mic and just start talking to them, just having a chat and find out all these amazing stories and history of these just completely random people mm. that he talked to. And you know, I really enjoyed that. And I guess the third part would probably be where the name is from, Humans of New York. So there's Humans of New York on the internet, on the social media. And that is exactly what my project is. It's just introducing you to different humans. So the initial idea was to just walk up to random people and say, hello, I'm a photographer, can I take a picture and have a chat? But I didn't think that would really work too well, especially when you say that it's going to be on the internet or Facebook, should I say? Because this is where it started. It all started on Facebook with Gawler and Photographs. So I reached out to the community saying, I'd love to interview you. I'd never interviewed anyone. I'm not a journalist. I had no idea what I was doing. I'd love to interview you and take your picture and put it on Facebook as part of a little project called Humans of Gawler. And I had a few people reach out and say they'd like to be involved, but I really wanted to throw myself right into it, into the thick of it. So at the start of 2020, I reached out to former Mayor Karen Redman and Brian Tom, a historian here in Gawler and an ex-councillor, two of the biggest names around town
yes.
at the time and still to this day are the biggest names in Gawler.
They're legends,
and
both of them.
Exactly,
right,
yeah.
Yes.
And we sat down and just like this and we had a chat and I took some pictures. And for me, that was such a big deal because back then I was maybe a bit more reserved. I had no dealings with council. To meet the mayor was just like I was meeting like a celebrity. It was like, it was so intense. And from there, that went to me reaching out to more people, not necessarily business owners or other politicians or anything like that, just a normal person. And it really got into a nice format of me taking pictures of or portraits of these people. I try and do like a bit of work or business and pleasure. So we may have a picture of them in their uniform or whatever they like doing. And then we'll get a picture of them doing their hobby or just relaxing at home.
Well, and it helps define them. And
yeah. I remembered that another part of the inspiration was from my time. I know it's a bit hard saying this in my work uniform, but when I used to work the checkouts at Coles, people would see me outside of work and you recognize, they're like, I know you, I know your face, but I don't know where you're from. And I'm like, well, that's because if I was in a shirt and tie, you'd probably recognize me. So that's where that sort of came from. Yeah, it trickled along really well for a few years until it got picked up by the Bunyip about 2 years ago. And now we've had steady monthly columns in the paper, Humans of Gawler. We managed to get a full page spread and they coincide with posts on Facebook and Instagram. So it's been really well received, and I'm still so humbled at the people I get to meet and interview and photograph.
It's really nice to focus on people, not, and in history that's my passion as well, to try and put a spotlight onto just people. It's very difficult, but...
Yeah, it is good to tell people's stories. I made a conscious effort not to reach out to just businesses and counsellors. My dream would be for completely random people that, you know, I don't know, or, you know, just I'd love to be able to walk up to someone on the street and say, can we do this?
Well, Martin picked a mix of mainly people he knew, I think, for the City of Now exhibition. There was a couple, there was Tony and a couple of more important people, but he did try to have a mix of people to represent the whole community.
Yeah. Moving forward with the Humans of Gawler, it has sort of morphed into, I guess you could say, the more well-known people around town, and that's nothing to do with sort of how I approach it. I'll be honest, when I do approach someone that has, well, they might just say, I'm just a mum, I'm just a mother, or I'm just a guy that works the checkouts. 9 times out of 10, they'll talk themselves out of it because they'll be like, well, I'm not the mayor, I don't contribute this, and I don't contribute that. I personally find that a bit frustrating because they're the people I want to see. They're the people I want to talk.
And they have their own story that is worth hearing and delve a little bit and find that they're actually very rich and interesting.
Yeah, it's not about what they've done in Gawler or who they are. It's their story, and they might have a story that is so fascinating and has nothing to do with Gawler, but someone reading that paper will identify with it, and that's really what I'd love to bring to it. But at the moment, it is sort of just stuck in a format of me reaching out to not necessarily business owners, but not the, dare I say, everyday person.
It's limited by how many people you know sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of it has been with people that I sort of know or who know me. There's not too many people that don't know what the Humans of Gawler project around town that don't know what Humans of Gawler is. So most people are generally pretty keen to be involved. It's just we do get more than a few that bail at the last minute, which makes it really tough.
Yes. Something kicks in or they get self-conscious or anxious about it.
Honestly, before the Bunyip was involved, so when I had complete control over them being just on Gawler and photographs, I wasn't locked into one a month. So I would take time off of work and I would interview X amount of people. If I, you know, X amount. Now, if I had the opportunity to interview 6 people, that's 6 months of work that I don't need to do, but at the moment it's running month to month, week to week. I'm really just nailing those deadlines, I'll be honest.
It's a bit more stressful when you do it like that.
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, I think there is a bit more tweaking to do, but judging by the people that I have on a little list that I have, I've got some really exciting and cool people to catch up with.
Something to look forward to. So this exhibition, this came about as a sort of side thing to that. So there's photos and exhibition up on the wall at the cafe area. So there's 2 parts to this.
Yes, there is, yes. So I was approached by the Gawler Library maybe about 6 months ago. They really liked the Humans of Gawler, whether they read them in the paper or online. They really liked it and were looking at a way to, I guess, connect with the community a bit more. So they asked if I would like to exhibit my pictures. And I jumped at the chance straight away because I've always wanted to feature and print out some of those pictures. It's just for the sort of things that I've done in the past, they're not really suitable because to a lot of people, they're just pictures of random people and they don't really suit a theme of some of the other exhibitions I've had because, you know, that they could be anybody. But to have it as a Humans of Gawler exhibition has been so cool. So what I've had to do is I've had to go through about 5 years worth of pictures that I've taken of different people. People that are listening to this and are aware of the Humans of Gawler will notice that I have taken way more than 25 pictures of people. I've selected the people involved on the wall at the moment strictly through whether it's a really good picture. And I've really tried to add a complete diverse range of people. So there are some of my favourite people that I haven't had to feature or gotten to feature because I thought maybe the picture was a bit naff or something like that, or there are people on their wall that I've only met once, but I love the pictures. So that's how we've managed to select 25 different people to fill up the cafe space outside the library. And what I've also done is I've reached out to all those people, so all those people know that they're involved, and I've reached out to them and gotten them to buy the frame. They've had a freedom of choice to select their own frame. I've asked them to have their own artistic integrity, but they've all just picked the most boring, cheapest frame.
That's disappointing.
It is. I think there's only one person. If you come and see the exhibition, you'll see a bright gold frame. That's my friend Erin, the artist. So she's really reached out and expressed herself. But everybody else has just picked a black frame with a white mask. I even said, do you want to take it home and paint it? But maybe next year. And the idea is that they bought the frame, I will supply the picture and frame the picture, and when the exhibition is over, they can take the picture with them and do as they see fit. Also mainly because I don't have room for 25 frames, and I don't need pictures of them on my wall. No offense to the amazing people I met. So the Gawler Library came up with an idea of having an interactive piece for the exhibition. So anyone off the street, if anyone is here in the library, then they are instantly a human or Gawler, because I'm assuming they're human and they're in Gawler. So they can come into the library and they can ask to be involved with the exhibition, and we can give you a Polaroid camera to use from behind the desk, or I think the ladies might come out and take your picture, but the idea is that you can have a Polaroid taken of yourself. You can fill out a little piece of paper with a little quote about yourself, stick that onto the Polaroid, and then you'll be a human or Gawler, and that'll be put on a wall, and you'll be a part of the exhibition. So it's really cool.
Yes, there's a little a pinboard there with lots and lots of photos.
Yeah, it's been really cool. I've always dabbled with doing an exhibition of just Polaroids, but they're really expensive. Polaroids are so, I've got a Polaroid camera, but the films or the papers are so expensive.
Oh, it amazes me they're still around, because I remember when they first appeared in the 70s.
Yeah.
And we had family members that had them, but the photos back then faded very quickly.
Yes.
I'm sure they're better quality now.
Well, the Polaroid I have now will still use those traditional techniques. It will still accept the old papers.
Right.
But I can hook it up to my phone and I can dial in settings and I can make it do this and speak to that. It's so top of the range, but it still does use like the old, it's a Polaroid. It does what it says. So
doesn't also save them as digital.
No, it doesn't do anything like that.
Just purely Polaroid.
I find that personally very exciting. Like we were just discussing about film cameras and wet film, you know. I've got a film waiting for me at Black and White Photographers in Stepney, and, you know, I don't know what's on that film. Well, I mean, I know what should be on that film, but I don't know how it's going to turn out.
No, it was always...
And Polaroids are like that, because they're one of a kind. Yes, so Humans of Gawler, the exhibition is part of the Gawler Fringe, and it kicked off last week, and it will be on until the end of March, but I'm not sure if there's anything else going up there afterwards, so the pictures may stay. The people involved are happy to take them when it finishes. And I'd also like to stress that if anyone comes along and has a Polaroid, they can either pick up the Polaroid at the end of the exhibition or they will be destroyed.
Right.
They're purely for the exhibition, but if anyone's worried about... We've had a few people question us about privacy and what are you going to do with my image and all that? Well, they will be destroyed. Yeah. You don't need to worry about that if you're not going to take it yourself. And look, I would like to think that maybe some kind of format like this could continue on through the year. I'm not quite sure what the Gawler Library plan to do with their Polaroids, but the Polaroid camera, I should say, but to see a little board out there with pictures of random people and saying I'm a human of Gawler is very exciting. And Humans of Gawler in the paper and online is going to continue until they get sick of me reaching the deadlines.
So what's up next after this?
So what's next is I would love to do an exhibition focused purely on South Australian-based musicians. So as a bit of a backstory, last year and the year before, even though I exhibited Gawler Underground, I was going through a real phase of just, I guess you could say, sick of photography. I had no inspiration. I had no desire to take pictures, especially around Gawler. And that came from me feeling like I'd done it all before. I've photographed literally everything and almost everyone in Gawler. And I was getting really frustrated with that. I didn't really take many pictures last year. All of it was focused on getting Gawler Underground up and running. Until one night, it may have been around this time last year. I was in a bit of a state, not feeling it, just, you know, a bit miserable with my photography. And one of my friends had a musical performance happening in Adelaide. And I thought, oh, you know, I don't really get into Adelaide much. I'll go along and watch my friend play her music. It was her birthday too. So it was like a birthday kind of concert thing. She put that on for us. Took my camera on a whim, and that's just reinvigorated everything. So further backstory for those that are technically minded, I never used to shoot in low light. I would never shoot indoors. I found it quite stressful because I would never really push my ISO past 400. I always found that very hard to do. I didn't like low light. It would
very grainy.
I didn't like the grainy, and that could be to do with my camera at the time, but it really put me off. If anyone said, come and shoot in low light, I'd be like, nah, not interested. But this particular event, I was talking to a few photographers, and we were at a place called Ancient World, just off of Hindley Street. It's a very small basement. It was honestly the size of a cupboard, a real tiny place, so darkly lit. And I was in there just talking to some friends, and, you know, they were like, oh, my ISO can go up to 6400. And I'm like, well, mine can too, I guess. And I didn't boost up to 6400, but, you know, I turned it right up. I had my 50 mil with a really wide aperture, so 1.8. We can let in all that amazing light. And I just set my shutter to 60 and opened up the ISO and took some pictures and, you know, did not think a thing of it. I was shooting in black and white as well. And when I got home, just the feeling and the setting of the place and the settings on my camera, the black and white, just that grain just like popped.
Grain can be really nice.
As soon as I saw my friend, the musician, and her other friends performing with the lights and the fog, and I'll never forget that, because that just relit a fire in me. Seeing those pictures, like, I lost it. I'm like, these are insane. They were so good. From then, almost every weekend, I've been out seeing live music. I've been going into Adelaide and seeing live music and taking my camera and photographing them, getting a bit of a name for myself around Adelaide now, and really enjoying it. And the music community has been so welcoming, and these bands share my pictures and they want me to photograph their gigs or their EP covers and all that. And yeah, I just thought that to have an exhibition focused on South Australian based musicians would be amazing. I'm not sure that that's the sort of thing that's suited to Gawler, so I'd like to have it in Adelaide. And to kick that off with a gig, a musical gig from some of these amazing artists, would be good. But between now and whenever that starts, I think that for PACE, Plains Arts and Cultural event that happens here in Gawler, the Old Arts on the Plains Festival, I would love to, as part of that, do a small exhibition
on the local, more local bands.
Well, no, not of local bands. No. Right. It'll be the ones I've already taken. I'm not trying to poo-poo many of the bands around here, but it's a lot of pub cover bands, which I'm not against. But, you know, I really want to focus on these sort of younger, up-and-coming, amazing bands. I think to have a little teaser of an exhibition here in Gawler for the PACE Festival would be good, if not just to see how those pictures look printed out and blown up. Yeah, so watch out for that. I don't know what it will be called, but it will probably be part of PACE, and probably South Australian Music in Focus really rolls off the tongue quite well.
It does. It does. So PACE is...
After the Gawler show will be the PACE Festival. It did used to run in conjunction with SALA, but I think they're trying to find their own feet.
Yes, so they've moved away from SALA a bit.
I'd say September, October, definitely. So
yeah, I think from memory that's when it is.
But that will be purely photos. I would love to organize a gig or something somewhere, but out of my scope. For this thing that I want to do in Adelaide, I will be reining in multiple people to help me and make it big as part of Fringe or on its own. I don't know.
It sounds like a Fringe event there.
It would be cool.
Yes, it would be very cool. Well, good luck with that, Daniel, and thank you very much for talking today.
Anytime.